President Obama is getting regular briefings and updates from his national security team, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey.
There is a significant threat stream, and we're reacting. It is an Al-Qaeda and affiliated threat.
U.S. embassies and consulates are closed across the Muslim world, including in Egypt, where American citizens are taking precautions.
I don't go near the embassy, you know, for any reason.
I do keep as low a profile as I can. Obviously, I'm a sizable guy that looks like what I am, an American. And that said, I don't walk into harm's way intentionally. Avoid large crowds where I can.
U.S. officials have provided few details about any imminent terrorist plots or specific intelligence they have received. But the Obama administration appears determined to avoid a repeat of last year's deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Probes of the incident revealed that security warnings prior to the attack went unheeded. Even America's best protected diplomatic posts, like the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, are vulnerable to attack, according to Iraq-based security analyst Amir al-Sadi.
The American Embassy in Iraq is the biggest embassy in the world in area, staff, and fortifications, but it is not entirely safe from rockets and mortars.
At U.S. airports, many departing for the Middle East say the travel alert did not cause them to change their plans.
Have family there, have wedding to attend.
I really feel safe and there's no need to worry about anything. I always call my family back home and they always saying everything is safe.
President Obama will continue to get regular updates on the situation. Meanwhile, Congress is idle until September, allowing lawmakers to hear from constituents on issues ranging from immigration reform to recent revelations about the federal government's domestic surveillance capabilities. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.